Big public lies are so common in our culture, especially in the culture industries. And the liars rarely get called on it. Like when NBC this past season was plummeting from number one in the ratings down to number four. And its chairman said he wasn't upset that, quote, it's good to see that shows, other shows on other networks, are really popping good numbers. Or after Tavis Smiley walked away from his NPR show and criticized NPR, to which the network spokesman responded, quote, we have only the most positive feelings about Tavis. Sure they do. A few years ago, Columbia Pictures, the movie studio, was caught in a lie. Columbia's lie was both absurdly extravagant and extremely petty, and maybe most hilarious and pathological of all, completely unnecessary. You know those gushy blurbs from reviewers that appear in movie ads? Like, another winner and this year's hottest new star. Well, back in 2000 and 2001, a Columbia marketing executive decided he wanted just one more really gushy quote to stick in the ads for some of his new releases. So he invented movie critics and invented raves, including another winner and this year's hottest new star. And he did that for a whole year for five different movies before anybody noticed. After this little fraud was exposed, some audience members who had paid to see the movies filed a class action suit in California, claiming that they'd been hoodwinked into seeing A Knight's Tale and Hollow Man and several other movies based on the phony blurbs. In fighting the lawsuit, the Sony Corporation, which owns Columbia, compounded their original sin a lot. Their lawyers said that the fake quotes were constitutionally protected free speech. Happily, that argument did not fly, and I was very pleased to see last week that the plaintiffs have now triumphed. Sony settled the suit. So if you are one of the millions of people who saw any of those movies, you can file a claim for $5 for every ticket you bought. As it happens, I bought a couple of tickets to one of the movies. It was The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson. Therefore, I'm now legally entitled to $10 from Sony.
I have long feared that my sins would return to visit me, and the cost is more than I can bear.
I don't think I'll file a claim, and not just because it isn't worth the hassle, or because I believe in tort reform. I love seeing Sony forced to pay. No, my problem is what asking for my money back would imply. It would mean, as the people who sued claimed with straight faces, that I went to see a movie on the say-so of someone who didn't exist and whom I'd never heard of, that I trusted a fictional character's fictional opinion, which would make me a moron or a liar.
Every time you tell a lie, your nose grows. Every time you tell a lie,
I'm Kurt Anderson. Thanks for listening to Studio 360 today. I hope you'll join us again for next week's show.
Just like Pinocchio from long ago. Lie, lie, pants on fire. Your nose is longer than a telephone.